Yorkton, rain caused minor delays over the past week, but producers are reporting their crops are maturing quickly with 25% of this year's crop combined, which is ahead of the five-year average of 12%. Some producers are noting that crop maturity is variable within their fields and even within individual plants, leading to challenging discussions for producers as they decide how best to harvest these specific fields. Producers now have 53% of winter wheat and 86% of fall rye in the bin for the year. Field peas are 57% harvested, and lentils are 61% harvested for the year. Canola has finally been reported as harvested, with 1% of the crop now coming off. As they ripen down, producers are focusing on spring-seeded cereals, with 11% of spring wheat, 15% of durum and 16% of barley harvested for the year. The region received a wide range of precipitation over the week, with the Rhine area reporting 40 mm, the Yorkton area 33 mm, the Foam Lake area 21 mm and the Pelly area 16 mm. The rain will hopefully help any later seeded crops that are still filling, but overall it will not have a drastic impact on topsoil moisture as the region remains very dry. The crop land topsoil moisture rating is 56% adequate, 34% short and 10% very short. Hayland is rated as 45% adequate, 37% short and 18% very short. Pastureland is rated as 41% adequate, 35% short and 24% very short. Crop damage this week is primarily due to continued drought stress along with heavy rain and hail that decimated crops, and heavy winds also pushed down crops and blew away swaths. Producers are busy combining, desiccating and hauling water and feed for livestock. Many producers are hoping for long, slow fall rains once the rest of the crop is off. For more information about East Central Saskatchewan, explore the Crop Report dashboard.